Don Pedro number 2. Go for breakfast, lunch, dinner. Go visit Don Pedro number 2 at 344 South Fairground Street, Southeast, Marietta, Georgia. Again, 344 South Fairground Street, Southeast, Marietta, Georgia. Call Don Pedro number 2 at 678-290-0202. Again, 678-290-0202. Tacos, enchiladas. Oh yeah, open Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Open Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. You might find me there. And Fridays and Sundays, 6 a.m. to 12 a.m. Don Pedro number 2. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Judah Ministries, praise what we do. Go see my friend Elder Teeny Taylor. Call him at 404-668-3584. 404-668-3584. Go visit Judah Ministries at 1676 South Cobb Drive in Marietta, Georgia. 1676 South Cobb Drive in Marietta, Georgia. Judah Ministries. Nubian Beauties Incorporated. Beauty Supplies and Hair, 1512 Roswell Road in Marietta, Georgia. Across from Chevron Station and McDonald's. Inside East Marietta Shopping Center. Supplies and Hair. Nubian Beauties Incorporated. Across from Chevron Gas Station. 770-971-6561. High Tech Professional Towing Service. See my friend Felix. Located at 3369 Papa Ridge Drive in Rex, Georgia. 3369 Papa Ridge Drive in Rex, Georgia. His cell phone number is 404-587-2993. 404-587-2993. Or his office, 678-663-6800. Licensed, bonded, and insured. High-tech professional towing service. 10 years experience. 24/7 recovery. Right, we're another edition of Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com, episode number 33. Yes, Happy New Year, Pete. Yes, good. Happy New Year, Pete. I had to repeat myself, right? Yeah. How's your New Year going so far?
It's going good.
Yes. A lot of people email me about the Best Of Show. We had a little difficulties, of course, but I want to say that's up now. Everything's running good, you know, January 15th. And now we have a great show for today, okay? I have a new co-host from Boston, Miss Aquarius, okay? I'm going to be calling pretty soon. Then we went to a show in Marietta just a few weeks ago, me and Rola at Celtic Pub on Atlanta Street in Marietta. And we met this guy, Dustin Barclay. And then, of course, I want to... we have also, too, before I mention something, we have another guest, too, from Coast 933 WSNE Radio. His name is George A. Castro. He interviewed me, so the tables are turned. I interviewed him back in the summertime before I left here for Atlanta. So he does a morning show. You can catch him on www.coast933fm.com. Coast933.com. He does it at 6 a.m. every Sunday morning. So I've been interviewing his show. Rola has. So as a matter of fact, Rola's going to be on his show this coming Sunday, actually. So that's going to be cool. In addition to that, I just want to mention something. Should I mention it now, Pete, or should we play a song first? Okay, we'll play Duddy by Who Dem. Here's Duddy by Who Dem. Here, I'll leave this over to the Derek Shapiro Show.
Pulo! Look at that fucking rude boy.
Chump, this one is a bombshell.
Wasn't going to have Who Dem. I know you didn't think that, right? Yo,
heavy
follow me.
Hitter.
I don't know what to say. Hey. I don't know what to say. Hey. I'm crazy. Who them boys doing a new thing? Hey. Do a new thing. Hey. With a new
swing. Hey. Get up on that choo-choo-choo-choo. Get up on that choo-choo-choo. Yeah. Hear me from coast to coast. And roast with a flow that's doping. Coast on my roller coasting. Hope for the lowest slogan. I wrote that I go with caution. Quotes when you know it's potent. Slow with a faster motion. Flow gonna splash your ocean. Cope with my braggadocious. Spoke to the mad opponents. I'm open to mad moments. Approaching your average conus. And vote for the heads that's ready. Welcome to the Serengeti. Watch out for the hot safari. You should've knew that already. It's W-H to the Izzo. D to the E to the Ism. Formerly meal ticket. The bumba glat rhythm. It's really gonna hit them. That's when the fire flizzle. We here to party with you. And make you bounce a little. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. I'm crazy who them boys doing a new thing. Doing a new thing. With a new swing. Get up on that choo-choo-choo-choo. Get up on that choo-choo-choo. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. I'm crazy who them boys doing a new thing. Doing a new thing. With a new swing. Get up on that choo-choo-choo-choo. Get up on that choo-choo-choo.
If it's out in the top spot of your block and got stock and everything that's popping, nigga, it's who they. They raw passion, they whole fashion, it's so natural. Don't be asking, just act as if you knew them. I'm from that illy villy Brownsville, where they pull it out, kill everything around still. Broke down in Grimeville, but I got the pride still. It built me like a class still. My mama would be proud, still somehow. I keep getting better, and they keep getting better. Cause I keep putting more pen pressure on each letter. I keep telling myself I can't be better. So if you see better, what? Tell them me better.
I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. I'm crazy who them boys doing a new thing. Doing a new thing. With a new swing. Get on that choo-choo-choo-choo. Get on that choo-choo-choo.
Listen this, what? It's lyrics at its wickedest.
For real?
I'm fireman, with the spliffs and the Guinnesses. Murder this rap game, me no need witnesses. If this is not greatness, me no know what this is. A bad man, sir, me no need no back it.
Hey,
so much style, but nobody can copy this.
No.
Me love gal, me no in a slacky this. Me back me fist before me ever wrap up in a debattiness. I said I'm fire and I spit it like flame. Give me some Guinness and the weed, and I murder this game. Cause I'm thugged out, bugged out. I mean, I give a fuck about nothing but my who them, crew them, and 12 bars.
Can we show them just how we get it going? Every crowd up and down yelling at them like, in a panic like, walking on magic like, the team like,
congratulate these cats, steady pace and melodic.
Okay, we're back here on Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show. Mr. Curious is up next, my new co-host, of course, from Boston. So this is Atlanta-Boston connection, you know what I'm saying? Now, of course, I'm going to bash a few people. Usually I don't bash many people, but people bother me and tick me off, okay? I state my feelings, okay? Now, I'm going to bash, who should I start with first? President Bush and Vice President Dick Cheney. Now, the economy. How do you say the economy is, Pete? On a scale of 1 to 10. 1 being the worst. Okay, 2. I blame you, George Bush, for this. Okay, I blame you who voted for him. Okay, now, and Dick Cheney, Vice President Cheney, you know better. I mean, your name is a dick, okay? You're a dick, okay? And you know, I so much thank Barack Obama and the people who voted for Barack Obama because we're gonna bring change to the economy and the country. George Bush, I think the government right now, this we still have George Bush as president for a few more days, wants to eliminate the population somehow, creating a war, creating less jobs, having more homeless people on the street. I mean, I go downtown Atlanta, you see homeless people sleeping on the streets. So I thank you, George Bush, for that. I'm bashing you, George Bush and Dick Cheney, because you know good people. That's in my book. And I want to say also that Ludacris, I want to bash Ludacris and Martin Luther King's daughter, Bernice King. Now, I commend Martin Luther King. He was a great man. But of course, you can't blame him for his children. Like, okay, for instance, some people might not like my children when they get older. But my children are good now. Of course, they're young, you know, 8 and 3. Some people might not like me, okay? And might like my father, okay? But this is, now, Martin Luther King was a great man. He brought equality to the, you know, Barack Obama probably wouldn't have been president if it wasn't for him, right? But Bernice King, I put a request out for the interview right after Barack Obama became president-elect. Okay, so that didn't get back to me. But then a few weeks ago, her people got back to me and says, do you want to interview Bernice King? I says, yes. Did all the work, the last minute, was going to interview her, and they just turned me down right the day before. Thank you. I know what kind of person you are. Not a good person, Bernice King. Also, Ludacris went to your foundation, interviewed the president of the foundation, the Ludacris Foundation, doing great stuff. Well, I was going to honor you and honor your foundation. And a matter of fact, I am interviewing someone that you did a collab with on my next show. I'm interviewing T.I. on my next show at T.I.'s foundation at the Cascade Scan Center next month. Well, T.I., you're a very good person. Jarvis, you're a very good person. But Ludacris, you don't want me to honor you. First, your people says yes for the interview, and then you want to do other media outlets for interview, and you have a new album come out. Well, hopefully your album sucks and doesn't do good, because Ludacris, you have an ego problem. Thank you. That's my opinion. People, email me and prove me wrong. DerekShapiroShow@yahoo.com. Other than that, we have Mr. Aquarius from Boston coming up. We do have Dustin Barclay, and we do have George A. Castro. But first, here's a song. Here is Roz Raskin and the Rice Cakes. You're going to lose yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. show here on www.DerekShapiroShow.com. Of course, episode number 33. And we have the Atlanta-Boston connection now. Miss Aquarius, how are you doing today?
Fine, I'm fine. Thank you.
Yes. I'm sorry? How's everything?
Okay.
No, go ahead.
What's going on?
Yes, well, it is a little rainy here, warm here in the southeast over here. It's about 50-something degrees. How cold is it in Boston, or how warm is it in Boston?
It's cold. It's about
18
degrees.
18 degrees, and we're in 50-degree weather over here in Atlanta. Some people are wearing shorts in Atlanta. What are you wearing today?
Well, I have on a pea coat, a scarf, a hat, a boot, and I'm ready for the winter.
Really? Now, is it snowing there right now?
No snow right now, but probably around about 10 p.m.
10 p.m. Snow there. Well, of course, this is debuting on January 15th, of course, 8 p.m. Now, of course, how many feet of snow did you get total this winter?
Oh, my God. You said how many snowstorms?
Well, how many feet did you get so far, do you think?
Maybe about 20.
20? Wow. 20 feet or 20 inches?
20 inches.
Wow, close to 2 feet so far. So, do you wish you could be down here in Atlanta with me?
Hopefully, yeah. Cause I'm thinking about a move, you know, depending on how everything goes.
So, how did you get started in music, of course?
Oh wow, you know what? It was just simple. I started inside of the room. You know, my mom liked music. I automatically enjoyed music.
Right.
There's no big gimmick to the music scene. I didn't just jump on the bandwagon or nothing like that. I always, always enjoyed music. So
what age were you when you started music?
When I started to, exploit myself, I was about 14.
Really? And how did you exploit yourself for the first time?
Well, for the first time, I did my first show, actually in Providence.
Really? Whereabouts in Providence?
In Providence, Rhode Island. It was a show, a club called, if I can remember, it was an underground club called, The Post.
The Post, okay. And so since then, I mean, what have you learned, and how old are you now? Okay.
Exactly my true age.
If I could guess, I bet you're 21.
You're close.
Really?
I'm 23.
23 years old. Wow. And so how'd you get the name Miss Aquarius?
Oh, because I'm Aquarius baby. I was born in February 6th.
February 6th. So happy birthday. Yes. So what have you learned since 14 years old being in the music business till now?
Well, I learned to be humble, also be aggressive, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, a closed mouth don't get fed. And sometimes when you're just, you know, tooling, you don't really get what you want. So you have to have some aggressiveness with that.
Okay.
And more prompt, I have to say.
I'm going to ask you about that when we come back, but what song do you want us to play first, Miss Aquarius?
Mind Manipulator, you can play that.
We'll play that first, Mind Manipulator here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Miss Aquarius, of course.
Real ignorant, but real as fuck. How could I back down now? I really like it cause I'm loving it. be raw. And you don't candy coat shit. You let them know from the start that you a real one. Baby, is you coming or not? Whether a bitch or broad, you got them waiting in jars. Believe me, sweetie, I'm about mine. Get swift for no cock. But this nigga here got the master key to the box. Hypnotized every time I think I'ma give him it rough. I love a bad boy, talk slick, good with a dick game. He told me he could put me right where I'm. He's a man, he's a mind manipulator. He sold dreams and I brought him, I invested in your world and I like what I see. In your head game crazy and that's sweet for the streets. You got it sold up, baby, my attention's on you. And you're the mind manipulator, boy, I fucks with you. And you're a predator, not like a regular. Kryptonite your panties off. You could call him big boss, you could call him click toss. You could call him get draw, you could call him get bitches. You could call him get dough, you could call him break home. But fuck it though, he's like that. Bitches still like it too. He told me he could put me right where I'm wrong. He sold me dreams I didn't think I would buy. He's a cheat, he's a scam, he's a man, he's a mind manipulator.
And we're back, of course, with Miss Aquarius here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, episode number 33 here. Atlanta-Boston connection, of course. Ms. Aquarius, now, tell me about how are you humble? What ways are you humble?
Oh, you know, not being greedy, you know what I'm saying? Just when I see opportunity, you know, go towards it in a respectful manner. You know what I'm saying? That's being humble. You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's what I think to me, you know what I mean, not like boasting or boasting about my style all the time, because I already know what it is. Like when you have confidence in yourself, you already should know what you're capable of, so that's what I mean by being humble. I don't have to talk about myself so much, so that's probably why I'm not good at it, because I'm just doing what I'm supposed to do. That's just how I feel. And what ways are you aggressive?
Oh man, I'm aggressive in all ways because first of all, let me just put on board that I'm an athlete. You know, I used to run. I was the first black girl to ever row the Connecticut Regatta. I was, you know what I'm saying, the Cox eight-man boat at MIT. So it's aggressive is like in all ways. I mean, like in music, I'm aggressive. I mean, like running. I mean, like basketball. I mean, like. Really,
anything I do,
I'm really aggressive. Talking to people, or
eat.
I mean, anything. I'm just what do you call it?
Beat. Really, and what did you row? You rowed a what? Canoe.
That's correct.
Wow. So and you run. So did you run track too?
I ran track.
Really.
I wasn't the best at track, but I was MVP for basketball.
Because Martin Luther King's Day coming up pretty soon. What does Martin Luther King's Day mean to you? And again, Barack Obama as president, what does that mean to you as well?
Red, you know what I mean?
So, right.
That too is like history.
Exactly. And get Bush out of office, get Barack in. I'm all for all that. You know what I'm saying? Because I had enough of Bush. I think the whole country did, right?
we had enough of him.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. Now, what's the next song you want us to play on from you, Miss Aquarius?
Well, you said the next song after Mind Manipulator?
Fuck somebody else?
Yes.
All right, we'll do that. And, all right. And, it's great speaking to you. Next month, I have T.I. on my show and Jarvis, and we'll get your reaction with that too next month. And, Ed O.G. was supposed to be on there today, but, we'll get him on here maybe in 2 more months or something like that, all right? But you're back next month, okay?
No problem, Beth. I would love to be back.
Thank you very much. And I'm going to put you on my top 8, of course. And by the time the show comes out, thank you for putting me on your top 8, you know. And, of course, your MySpace. Anybody can go on there. There's going to be a link for my show. It's myspace.com/MissAquarius21, of course. And happy birthday, by the way, again.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes. Sense of Kate Galway, too, in Atlanta.
Well, Derek, I just want to thank you for showing love. And I appreciate it. I have a few fans out in Atlanta, you know, if they do remember me, you know.
Awesome. All right, here's Fuck Somebody Else by Miss Aquarius. Good luck with your shoe, and coming up next is George A. Castro from Rhode Island. Take it easy. Bye bye.
Make me happy, I make you happy. That's right, baby. Tell me what's on your mind. You a 7-digit nigga. You know about my cake, baby. See, I don't know what these niggas been on, but ain't nobody using me and going back home. Cause best believe niggas is paying me hush money. I'm not dumb, I need my bills and she paid the front. Hand nails done whenever the fuck that I want. Your bitch is lame, so you know I got one up on her. I see what you saying, really, this just a fucking thing.
It's still up on you and hit it whatever chance you
have. Don't play yourself, nigga, she about her business. Fuck your wife, I got other shit to get into. Like a nigga, why you trying to pull a fast one? You must want your little wifey in the trunk. You must want your little man to get from you. Better by paying or get ran for your shit. You love in this box, I put that on your kids. You really couldn't handle being more than a friend. That's why I told you over again. How the fuck you screaming, wifey, with your tongue in my? Let you whine like a bitch while I fuck somebody else. I get to fuck somebody else.
Fuck you, nigga. Get on.
Chip on my shoulder, but if I get what I want, this shit I'm all set. Forever been up on my dough since I met you, boy. All I ask is for some cake to keep me beautiful. Material things, pleasure is all you good for. You got a wife who's still to come here and suck me off. I'd rather get paid for playing in the right position. I'd rather be up in the Caymans laying up, or starting with my bitches and our thongs acting up. I would never be a worry if you disappear up. Really waiting cost much to keep my mouth shut. But always fuck you good and I got that stay wet. So you know you couldn't win and you keep coming back. Don't take me for a fool, bite me a bite back. I still a fuck with you if you pay all your debts. Remember what I said, Miss Aquarius, the
nigga,
best nigga.
I told you we should be more than friends.
You can never be, nigga. Nah, what's the
matter? But you insist is that you have what it takes.
You wanna shit your way, though.
Contradicting the words that you have ever said.
Fuck what you said, nigga.
So I guess this means we can fuck somebody else.
That's right.
Guess we can fuck somebody else.
Fuck it.
I guess we can fuck somebody else.
Bitch, I told you.
And you know this shit
is a mess.
The pussy is something I tame off. Just to start a slang cock the minute my game drop. You're just a trophy, bitch. You something to just watch. I hit you, I laced you, I made you. Don't get it twisted. The pocketbooks and ice are all end up missing. Gets nothing, little bitch, you be broke. I leave you with a Dutchie and a 20 bag of smoke. I'm a motherfucking dog, bitch. You know who I am. I made you who you are, trick. You know I'm the man. So let your little friends gas you. Cause they run right past you. Up in the coop throwing me ass too. I'm from Blazetown. You out your fucking mind, just think of one whole lane they stand. What you thinking about moving, you thinking about choosing. Get your shit right before you lose it.
I told you, man, I told you we can't be more than friends. But you insisted that you had what it takes. Contradicting the words that you have ever said. So I guess this means we can fuck somebody.
We are back here with Losing Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show, of course. And we are back with George A. Castro, who's on WSNE Radio in Providence around 933. And of course, doing crossovers with him. He is great. Here is George A. Castro now. All right, we have George A. Castro. I'm going to be here at WSNE Studios, Coast 933, with George A. Castro, who does the Minority Monitor every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. He's a legend. You started off in politics. Tell me about how you started off in politics.
Well, when I was about 13 years old, people came around and said, do you want to pass out stuff? So I started passing out. And because I got involved with the Catholic Youth Organization here, which helped save my life, and a lot of us other youngsters at the time, I had a mentor who was Neil J. Hunt, who was a mentor for a lot of people. And he was talking to me about it, you know, and then I got involved a little bit with the Catholic Church, because Catholic Church had control here in Rhode Island, and maybe in Old East Coast, you know. So I got a little involved. I ran a couple of times and lost. Really? Then I ran again, never gave up, because I was taught don't give up.
How do you keep your spirits high when you have lost in the past and keep on going? What makes you keep on going?
Well, I think depends on how you brought up the youngster. I was an athlete also, and I had people around me who believed I could do things, and I believe I could do them too. So I had a positive thinking attitude. And even if I fail something, I go back and try it again. I lost election twice, and I won the third time I ran. I won, then I ran again, and I lost. But I ran as a state legislator, and I was there for 18 years. No one in the
18 years.
That's 18 years. The first one in Rhode Island for 18 years for my group.
Now, you've been in radio for 30 years, right?
Over 30 years.
Over 30 years. Where did you and how did you start in radio?
I started in radio with this guy from a station who wanted to interview me.
Yeah.
Because I was running a program of the city of Providence, Neighborhood Youth Corps, School Dropouts. And so he said, I want to interview. I said, okay. And I started then. That was back in, 69, 70, somewhere back then. Then they said, George, why don't you get your own program? I said, you want to put me on? At that time, they were dealing with minorities. I got a show on, and I was with Channel 10. I was on Channel 10 for a short time, not really. WJR for 13 years, with WHIM, WRCE. And this station here came out of WJR, 93.3, WSNE.
Was it part of WJR?
Yeah, it was. First started in 1980, we're downtown.
Really? And so then you were the station since 1980.
This WSNE, 93.3. Wow. I was with WJR before this for 13 years.
Wow. So out of the 30 years in radio and over 30 years in radio and being with WSNE, who have you interviewed that touched you the most and why?
Well, I think everybody.
Really?
I know one person.
Really?
Everybody. Men, women, tall, short. I have every group you can think of, from minorities to different religions, Islam, Jewish, Mormons, Catholic.
And so that had to include me and Roland, because you've interviewed us twice, actually. But what's your most memorable interview that you were able to say that really got you thinking? Maybe a politician, maybe a singer, a songwriter?
God.
And you say you've interviewed him.
I interviewed God, but God has been guiding me. Really? And I give all praise to God.
And how has he been guiding you?
Well, a lot of times things happen, and I come out of it as only God could help me do this.
Really?
For instance, after one time I had a dog grab me, and I said, oh, I'm all done, a bit full. nothing happened to me. One time I had policemen come after me. They grabbed the right guy. They got the wrong guy. God was there to help me. So, you know, I use that to say God is what good people have to. God and people are damn good to me. I really love people. All kinds of people, all complexions, all backgrounds. You know? Those are people. Those are God and people. You know?
And of course, you grew up in Providence, South Providence, of course. Yep. And you continue to live in Providence. Now, what made you stick in Rhode Island versus moving another state?
Well, I'll tell you, I was going to go south. I fell in love with the south. There's just something about it. You know, I was in Georgia for a short time.
Atlanta?
Atlanta. Yeah, I was in Albessonay, Alabama. I was going. I said, if I was going to England, I would go there. Then when I went out of country, you know, I was different from the Bahamas and Puerto Rico and recently Cape Verde. Something about this place, just that I've been here, I was born here, you know, and I enjoyed it. I mean, I can go somewhere else, but I never can give up Rhode Island. This is my home base.
Sure.
You know, it's, to me, I think it's great, even though a lot of people say it's a slave state. It was the last state to give up slavery, 13 colonies. Nothing's happening, but you'd be surprised what happened in Rhode Island. Who came out of Rhode Island? You'd be shocked.
And such as a baseball player, of course, you're related to.
Davey Loeb, one of the greatest ball players to come out of here. Oh. In modern times, a fantastic individual, born in East Providence, raised in South Providence, went to La Salle, went to college, was a manager of the Milwaukee Brewers for a short time, first one to come out of this area, still in the major leagues, a dynamic individual, a great son to his mother, great brother to his brothers and sisters, he's a fantastic human being, great athlete.
And you also interview a lot of singers, such as with a great repertoire. Who are some of the great singers?
I've interviewed Billy Eckstein, mm-hmm. Billie Holiday. You know, Lou Rawls.
How'd you get to interview Lou Rawls, Billie Holiday?
Well, I went up to him and just said, and they said, sure, no problem. Mm-hmm. I interviewed Muhammad Ali. I got a tape of Muhammad Ali.
Face-to-face or by the phone?
Face-to-face.
And tell me about that experience.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they enjoy it. They love to have people come up. More people should go up and interview. They're right there and say yes. They don't. One thing about entertainers or athletes, they don't say, no, I can't do it.
Were you nervous?
No.
Does it make you more nervous interviewing the big people that's more well-known across the U.S. or the people that's locally?
I don't consider them big or local. Just people.
Just people.
That's it. I don't put them on a pedestal.
That's how you're not nervous. You know, you just each one is just equally, and that's how you had to do it, right?
Oh, yeah, that's how you do it. You don't put nobody on. If you're going to put them on a pedestal, put your mother and father. You know, somewhere up there, that's it. You know, my dad or whatever.
Sure.
You know, no, I don't. These people, they always receptive to me talking to them.
Sure.
Well, I can go on and tell you, in fact, I was at Newport in the Jazz Festival. I saw Miles Davis. I sat and talked with him for a while. I said, yeah, I don't want to bother. He said, no, keep talking. I didn't interview him, though. I just, mm-hmm. So I met a lot of people. Lena Horne, mm-hmm. I went to New York to see her. And, a lot of people I met, and they enjoy it. They want to talk to you. You'd be surprised.